Hey everybody, I wanted to come back and record prayer. I was trying to make tomorrow's schedule work. I kept moving the prayer time on my calendar and I was like, okay, let me just go ahead and record it. So please forgive me for that, but I wanted to remind you guys that prayer for tomorrow and Sunday. So your weekend prayers for Saturday and Sunday for day 4 and 5 of our fast and prayer challenge are pre-recorded but included within the word. So it won't be two links. It'll be one link with your word, and then I go directly into prayer. I hope you guys enjoy that. But let's get straight into prayer today when it comes to our baby faith walking. Heavenly Father, we come to you today and we just say thank you, God. Thank you, God, for allowing us to be appointed by you. Thank you, God, for allowing us to be children within your kingdom. Thank you, God, for allowing us to have entry into your kingdom, literally disregarding our maturity, our status, our experience with you. This isn't a resume where it has to be filled out. We are literally coming to you, dwelling in your presence without any of those things, oh God, without any type of experience, without any type of qualifications. You are the only qualifier. You are our experience provider, oh God. We say thank you for still allowing us access into your kingdom, God, without any type of experience, with all of our wrongdoing, with all of our sin, with all of our wrong spirits at times, oh God. We say thank you for choosing us. Father, I ask that you assist the faith walker that is within their adolescent phase, oh God, that is within their infancy, oh God. I ask that you allow us to grow and mature, oh God. I ask that you also give the people that are elders in their walk with you, God, give them grace. For the person that is the infant, give grace. Give us also the skill sets, oh God, to teach one another, oh God, how to be in you, God, how to be in Christ, oh God. Give us grace for the person that may be going to false idols, going to certain things that don't represent you, God. Give us understanding that we are still capable of holding their hand in you and praying with them, oh God. Give us opportunity to not be judgmental and not shy away people because they don't represent you or because they are not as mature as we are in your walk, oh God. Give people that are mature the patience, oh God. Sometimes the mature and the elder in the church are the problems, oh God. They're the people that's being hostile, Father. I know within my church home, we just went from our senior pastor into our young new pastor, oh God. And there have been transitions, and I've heard elders say, you know, I'm gonna go find a new church. I'm gonna go do this and that. And there was a little bit of a challenge within generations, Father. I ask that you break these generational curses that make older, more mature people think that they are better than or they have more experience, Father. Don't let us confuse wisdom with disrespect. Don't let us confuse wisdom with lack of grace. Don't let us confuse wisdom with tricks of the enemy, oh God. I ask that you also fill us all with your grace, Father. Give us a table and an invitation to have conversations and help one another to mature in our faith, oh God. Remind that person that's on their faith walk and they're in a very vulnerable new stage. They're in the era where they're just getting to know you, God. They're just talking to you, Father. Give them confidence to know that this is the most powerful, most beautiful, most blissful relationship they can have, God. Give them understanding, oh God, that being an infant in faith is better than not being in faith at all, oh God. Give them strength to know that this is going to be a faith walk and it's only a step and a step and a step that can be taken every day. But eventually, they will look up and they will have walked a full journey with you, God. They would have journeyed through the wilderness, and that is the beauty of the relationship, oh God. So let them know that this is a hallelujah praise. The angels in the heavens are rejoicing, oh God, because they have come home, Jesus, to your glory. So, Father, let them know this is an open invitation. At least I can speak for myself. The community that you've blessed me with, this community, God, that you've blessed me with, this fast, that you've blessed me to be the leader and guide of, oh God, I can speak for me and I can say they're welcome here no matter what their walk is, oh God. And I'm so grateful, God, that because of my maturity in you, that my faith has gotten here, because there was a time before I wouldn't have been here. But because of you, God, because of your grace, because of your heart, because of your strength, because of your mind, your heart, your hope for me, oh God, because of what you've done in my life, because of the walk that you've given me where I've had to be humbled plenty of times because of the things that you've taken from me to remind me that you are Almighty King, oh God, because of the things you've taken from me to remind me that you are Jehovah Jireh, because of the times I thought I lost the battle and you came up out of nowhere, God, because you are Jehovah Nisi, my victory, God, because of the times where I thought I was about to lose my mind because I was in poor relationships and in negative environments and I was indulging in those environments, oh God. you came up and allowed yourself to be seen and reign as Yahweh Shalom, God, that is my peace, oh God. Because there were times, God, where the doctor might have gave a bad test, oh God, and I would be wondering, oh my gosh, am I okay? What's wrong with me, oh God? And you allow me to sit here fully healthy with no disease, no ailments, oh God, because you are Jehovah Rapha, my healer, oh God. I ask that you show every person here the power of your names. Show them the power of their gifts, Father. Sometimes when we are immature in spirituality, we go to false idols, oh God. We go to things like psychics and crystals and readers because we don't even know that we got the gifts inside of us, oh God. So for that person struggling with false idols, Father, replenish their spirit and make it like it's never been done before. I'm telling you that because I know it's someone here. I feel it in my spirit and I've been you before. It ain't nothing good over there. I'm coming to you to tell you it and to invite you back home to the sweet spirit of God. I get nothing out of this. It's all for you. So, Father, I ask that you show them how good it is to just simply be with you, how we are in your right hand, like you told us in Isaiah 41, how we are chosen for such a time, like you told us in the book of Esther, oh God. Let this be the time that they see why they are chosen, oh God. Let this be the time why we see why we are chosen, why the person that is in infancy has been chosen to move into a mature level with you, oh God. Let this be a time of testimony. Let this be a time of journaling the journey, oh God. Let us keep track of the blessings because the overflow is coming. Father, we thank you for our Amos 9:13 blessings that are going to be pouring off the mountain so quick like wine, oh God. It's going to be coming so fast our heads will swim, one blessing on the heels of the other, oh God. Father, we thank you that you have chosen us. And Father, I ask that you continue to bless this community with grace, God, grace for each other, grace for our walks, grace with kindness in our hearts. Oh God, remind us, God, that we are all in infancy phases in certain areas of our lives and in certain areas we are wise. So to that spiritual infant, you might be in level 50 when it comes to certain wisdom walks, Father. So we say thank you for the testament of that infant that's about to walk into you supernaturally, walk into your spirit, oh God. We say thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, I plead the blood of Jesus over every word spoken today. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I hope this word blessed y'all today. I hope y'all are covered. And do not forget the next couple of days, Saturday and Sunday, prayers will be recorded and they will be included all within one recording for that day for your word. I'll talk to y'all soon. Have a good resurrection weekend. Happy Good Friday.